Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. When I stop to think about the women in my life, I realize most of them use hair dye.
In fact, one of three women over 18 dye their hair. But they should know a large study bolsters the link between permanent hair dye and breast cancer.
The study also associates breast cancer risk and chemical relaxers, which are hair straighteners. The link is especially high for black women who used hair dye. They had a 45% higher risk, while white women had a 7% higher risk.
The study enrolled 46,000 women aged 35 to 74 who had sisters with breast cancer. 8 years later, nearly 2,800 women had developed breast cancer.
55% of them used permanent hair dye. Black women had the highest risk, but women who used straighteners or personally applied dyes or straighteners also had higher risks.
Women who used straighteners in the 12 months before the study had a nearly 20% increase in cancer risk. It rose to 31% when they used straighteners at least every 5 to 8 weeks, regardless of race.
You could argue the results aren't surprising since hair dyes contain more than 5,000 chemicals, including known mutagens, or have hormone-disrupting properties. Mutagens cause changes in cellular DNA, which can increase cancer risk.
1 in 8 American women will develop breast cancer in her lifetime, but that number could go down if safer hair dyes become available.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.